I think it's time for me as the special envoy of the chairperson of the African Union Commission, Madam Zuma, to go and meet with the mothers and the women of the North to show solidarity. You know, in my mandate, I've been visiting Central African Republic. I have visited just last week the Somalia, and I continue. And I think this is time really for us as Africans to make sure that we show the solidarity. I think this solidarity message should continue until we get what we are requesting and what the women of the North are requesting is peace and stability in their region. So we are supporting them, and this is the strong message I will carry when I go to Nigeria.
Will it be a strong message as well to support the government effort to ensure peace and stability and the protection of unarmed civilians? Will there be a strong message to the government to help in its attempt to restore law and order in that part of the country?
I think that we need to recognize efforts, any efforts that have been done, either by the government or the military, to address this issue of peace and security. But a lot needs to be done more. I think that the message is a message to encourage them, but also to ask that in the region, really, that our government be together and do more. And I think that what the 200 girls that have been abducted is really something that nobody can see, tolerate, or continue to tolerate, and abduction continue. So what we are saying is that the denial to the girl, even for the education, something need to be done. I know that in the region of the Chad, the Lake Chad, there are a lot of work done by member states there, supported by the African Union. But we are saying that the impact of this conflict on the women is too much, on the mothers. So solutions have to be found. And we think that, the government should put more efforts. We are supporting their efforts, but they should do more effort to bring peace and stability in the, you know, Nigeria have done a lot for countries like Liberia, Sierra Leone. You know, our military went there and helped the countries to bring peace. So we think that Nigeria is able to do that. And myself, I'm from West Africa. I think that if Nigeria collapses, the West Africa will collapse. So we need to not just look into the plight on the population, but we need to look at how the region can really work within the ECOWAS, within the African Union, to bring peace and stability in the north of Nigeria.
The issue of galvanizing support of civil society organizations, specifically in Nigeria, to undertake a series of activities through working with victims of terrorism, how will you bring them into this fold as part of your visit to Nigeria Sunday?
You know, during my visit already, I'm going to meet the umbrella organization that the campaigning Bring Back Our Girls. I will also meet a big network of women that is called the Women Peace Network, Peace and Security Network in Nigeria, civil society. I will meet also international community, the UN, and other actors. We will be hosted by ECOWAS and the official, the government. We will meet them. So we think that civil society have to play a big role in restoring peace and stability in the country. We have seen how it happened in many other countries, not just Liberia. I quote them in West Africa, in Central African Republic. You know, anywhere you see conflict, Rwanda, Burundi, civil society have to come at the forefront, but also in the reconstruction. Because we know the international community, where there is peace, they will go. And stabilization have to be done by government, but in particular, the people that are on the ground is the civil society. So So we will support them. And the group that is important also is the upcoming election, how women can prevent the violence, how the women's group can be standing in the middle. Because when you see that even in the election, you see two parties, you know, in the conflict that are fighting for power. And who will be suffered during those elections or preparation of the election are the people, are the young people that are engaged, are the women themselves who are the majority of voters. So they need to be the third force in the middle and say stop to the violence that the political parties will be bringing. So the message will be supporting women's network also to create something that have been working other places, like in Senegal, which we call the Women's Situation Room, where they will be monitoring violence in elections. They will be monitoring the polls. They will be monitoring what the parties are doing, and they will denounce. They will build alliances with the media to say stop to violence. Let's go to the polls. Let's do the ballot and not the bullet. And I think that is also something that we at the African Union, in particular the chairperson, will support women participation in electoral process to bring peace and stability.